We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yo, Trey, drop the verse. It's going down, face of Black Street. The homies got at me collapsed.
Jada Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. We got Rhea with us here, Ross Tucker as well, as we roll till 2 o'clock. Obviously, John and Ike at that time. All right, let's get a lot of calls in this segment. We're also going to get to something, believe it or not, the actor John Hamm put together. I mean, he's probably paid to put together. You know, he basically read a script.
It was the sizzle reel. Remember Trey Turner's agent at the sizzle reel sent around? John Hamm narrated the sizzle.
We'll get to that shortly because it's pretty cool. It'll get you a little pumped up on the acquisition of Trey Turner by the Phils. Let's go to Harry right now in Lansdale. What's up, Harry?
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Great, Harry. What's up, Larry?
Good. So I have a kind of a comment on the Eagles.
Sure.
I've been trying to figure out the team the whole season, and I finally realized that early in the season, Sirianni said, when he was asked what kind of team they're going to be, he just said, we're going to do whatever we need to do to win. And you watch some of the games, and it's kind of like smoke and mirrors how they win. But then, you look at especially the last two games where – they just ran it down Green Bay's throat, and then they go ahead and they throw through a ton of yards.
Harry, I want to break this down for you here. This is my thing. Like, because I, too, was trying for a point this year to figure out the Eagles. And I did actually figure them out a couple weeks ago. They're the best team in football.
They are. They can do it anyway. You know, even if you need to combine the two, they can put a good game on the field. And I think people are looking for, you kind of mentioned this earlier, they're looking for the old team, you know, run, run, pass, right. Run, run, pass. And they're not that kind of team. They put a game plan together where it's what they think that team is going to bite on, and they'll be able to beat that team. And they're just able to use the tools they have. People say, oh, you can't run the quarterback so much. Well, you know, he's one of the tools that you got. So
totally,
you
know, agree.
Use him the way you got him.
Totally agree. And Harry, give me a great answer, a famous third or a famous three.
Okay, it's Sean Connery said it in 007. The first time is coincidence. The second time is happenstance. The third is enemy action.
All right, Harry. Harry, you got it, buddy. Or as Ross called him there, Larry.
Sorry, Harry. Sorry. So you know what's weird? What? You know what's weird? I heard him say Harry, and just when I said it, I said Larry. I don't know. It's not like I heard him wrong. I heard him say Harry. I just said the wrong thing.
That's great. It
makes no sense.
Ross, true or false, in the next 5 years, a quarterback that runs this type of offense will win a Super Bowl?
Meaning what the Eagles run?
Yes, meaning a quarterback running a read option has never won a Super Bowl. Steve Young had wheels, but he ran a traditional West Coast. Russell Wilson had wheels, but it wasn't deployed this way. This type of offense will win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years, yes or no?
I would say yes.
I agree.
And I also think that more teams are going to start to run this offense.
I agree with that as well. Look, Ross, I think what Sirianni and Hurts together are doing with Steichen, and, you know, I just think this is where the sport's headed. I mean, not across the board, but as Tom Brady gets old and Matt Ryan gets old, and these guys are old, and, you know, I mean, it's just, you're going to have – because, Ross, you see college football. This is a lot of what the college kids are doing. This is what's coming up to the pros.
Well, it's a very, very difficult offense to defend.
Yep.
Very. The question is it the best offense – long-term for a quarterback?
Health, yep.
Lamar Jackson
yep.
just got hurt. Yep. Justin Fields got hurt earlier. You know, it is a great offense until the guy gets hurt. But let me say this too, though. Matthew Stafford got hurt. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo got hurt. You know, guys get hurt. Is there probably – does Jalen Hurts take more shots than some of these other guys? Yeah, probably. And he took some awkward ones against the Packers that concerned me a little bit. But it's not like guys that don't run don't ever get hurt either.
It's true.
And as you know, you're increasing the risk. I guess I don't know that anybody really knows at this point how much are you increasing the risk? Because it's not like Lamar Jackson began hurting all the time. I mean, he's going to be out for a couple weeks, but it's not like that's been a huge factor in his career so far.
Well, for the most part, I agree, but I'll say this. There's a chance this is the second year in a row they miss the playoffs because he does miss a chunk of time. So, you know, there is that reality. As far as getting hurt, look, we had Randall on the show last week, and he was very clear with us, you know, and we remember it. The Bryce Pop hit was in the pocket. I mean, it was. It was in the pocket. Now, James got some information in there. James, what do you got?
Yeah, we mentioned before the John Heyman tweet that the Padres actually had a bigger offer on the table for Trey Turner, the Phillies. Buster Olney putting out an article, and apparently the offer the Padres had on the table would have eclipsed Francisco Lindor, the highest-paid shortstop, at $341 million. So Trey Turner left more than $41 million on the table.
I got to get out of my chair. Hold on. Let me give the man a standing ovation. Now, it's not my style to stand, you know, a guy that's going to make $300 million because, you know, kind of makes me sick and, like, you know, regular people talk. But, hey, God bless him, Ray. Why not?
Well, $300 million, what's another 40?
Yeah. John, right,
exactly.
John,
right?
Where do you come down on that? Because I will say this, John. I have long been a proponent of that as a fan. Like, if you're, like, forget the 300. Let's say it's $75 million or $90 million. Be where you want to be. I mean, if you want to be where the team is offering you 70, like, John, it always aggravated me how I just got the sense. And I know players' unions push some guys sometimes.
Baseball union has done that a lot.
Yeah.
They push them to go.
And you know what I would say to the baseball union if I'm a player? Hey, man, my life, not your life. John, I'm going to go be where I want to be.
Can I chime in on a couple things real quick, too?
And I did that when I came to Philadelphia.
Good for you.
I mean, we're not talking anywhere close.
It wasn't 40 million difference.
Anywhere close.
Less than that. Or more than a 40 million. Yeah. Ross, go ahead, buddy.
Okay. Two quick things on that. Number one, in the player's mind and what their agent says to them is team 90 million wants you more than team 75 million.
Good point.
In your example,
good
right?
Point.
So, like, yep. That's hard to get out of your head. Like, wait a minute. If they want me so much, why aren't they? Yes, I'd rather be at team 75 million, but don't they value me as much? Don't they like me as much as team 90 million? So that's hard for some guys to get over. The second thing is, it's $15 million. Like, it's still $15 million. That would be like, Joe, in your job, if you could go to another station or whatever, would you do that? Like, would you definitely stay at a different station for what? I mean, that's a big difference in percentage-wise.
Well, it is, but
would you take 15 or 20% less to stay at
Ross,
WIP
than
to go to your competitor?
You're killing me. Ray, he's killing me right now. I mean,
you're not negotiating for him, Ross. This will be your last time on the show.
I'm throwing out logic. I'm just saying, everybody always says that. Let me just say in all sincerity, okay?
Yep.
Let's say I'm 25 years old again, and I'm an NFL player. And I'm just going to do a one-year deal, not the big money we're talking about. But I can get $1 million to go to
Yeah, but Russ, you're missing my point. My point is, once you get up into the 75 million stratosphere, what difference really does it make on your life?
That's a little bit fair.
That's my point.
Because my point was going to be like, okay, if you said, Russ, you can go to, let's just say, the Niners have a good team this year, the Vikings, and you have a chance to win the Super Bowl, or you can, for $200,000 more or whatever, go to some crappy team.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a Vikings fan.
No, I get it.
I'm a fan of, like, my family and, like, my life, the rest of my life. And that's the only – and you don't know you're going to win it. I mean, you hope to, but you don't know that.
Yep. No, I get it.
It is a little different for baseball guys with these, like, 11-year deals, and, like, they're going to actually live there for a long time.
Correct. Exactly. Let's go to Tom in Westchester. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Rhea.
Yes, Tom.
My condolences.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know what I mean, right?
Yes.
Tom, I'm going to hang up on you right now, man.
No, you're not. Hey, so Phil's and the luxury tax and all that. Do you know what the Phil's paid in luxury tax this year?
I do not know.
$2.6 million.
You said 2.6?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a pittance.
And they made that up at the gate at the end of the year, right?
You would think so. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what the Mets and Dodgers are going to pay?
$30 million.
And Joe, you've always said that baseball doesn't have a salary cap, but it really does, because it's a tiered structure.
Sure.
If you research it, right? If you go above, you keep paying more and more and more and more. So it really is a salary cap.
Well, I wouldn't call it a cap. The cap's not the right term. There's tremendous disincentive the higher you go.
Well, it's salary restriction, right?
It's not even restriction. Right? It's disincentive is what
but
it is.
But comparatively, for billionaires, it's really not as much money.
Yeah, I mean, Tom, take that Steve Cohen guy that owns the Mets. James, how many billions does he have?
Like $15 billion.
Yeah, I mean, again, to the conversation we just had.
Like 20 bucks to you or
me. Yeah, seriously.
Maybe even less, honestly.
I get that. But for John Middleton, right, who's a billionaire.
But he's not a Steve Cohen billionaire. He's not.
But at the end of the day, if he doubles his luxury tax this year, you know, which he might, who knows, or triple it, to, you know, call it $10 million. How old is John Middleton? 70 something, right?
Probably there about.
He's sitting on what? A $2 billion franchise? So it's all about business. He's gonna sell it eventually. So if he loses $2 million or has to pay an additional $2 million but gets it back to the gate,
Tom, I understand your point. All right, Tom, give me a big answer, a famous third. Who do you have?
James Seltzer.
There you go.
Look at that.
Good
Not
old
a
Seltzer.
Winning answer.
All right, so John Hamm, good actor. Overexposed? Yeah, sure, but a good actor. And, John, he was asked to put together, the voice work for the Sizzle video.
Did you watch Mad Men yet?
I did not like it, and I was done after halfway through season one. Couldn't do it. It just made me not enjoy human life.
Wow, that's taking it way too
far.
Dude, it was really just...
It made you not enjoy human life.
Well, you know what
You're
I mean.
You're taking it.
But I mean, Ray, it's a tough
watch. What about animal life? How did you feel about animal
life? No, they didn't go into the animal kingdom that much.
I've never watched it, and now I'm afraid.
Yeah. I mean, Rhea, do you like the show Succession?
I have not watched that yet.
I actually watched all of it now,
and?
Joe, and I thought it was good.
My man!
I gave it a second chance.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Okay. Well, I hate it both.
So and the
the reason I hate it both is I found both made me feel uncomfortable as a viewer for the type of way these people behave.
I watched the first 20 minutes of the first episode of Succession.
Yep.
And once the guy in the mascot costume was barfing all over the place, I kind of was like, yeah. But I didn't like the son.
Yeah.
I found him to be reprehensible.
You're not
going to
like any
being.
Of them. That's
exactly.
the thing. It's like you're not like all
then
five or six.
Then I won't watch it.
Exactly.
I won't watch anything like that.
Well, I didn't like the people in Succession. But then when you go into it knowing you're not supposed to like the people.
Yes, exactly.
Then it's fine.
Dude, I still have a hard time when Jenny walks out on Forrest Gump, man. I mean, it's
that is rough.
There's a bed, there's a morning, and the next morning she's gone.
I hated that movie.
Like, I like the movie, but man, she is mean to him. She is mean. All right,
she's
anyway.
Pretty, so she can get away with it.
All right, so.
Rhea is the best.
There you go. All right, so John Hamm with the sizzle video, which we use the audio portion of here, related to Trey Turner. This is when he was a free agent. A little narration. And it gets you a little hyped here what this guy's bringing to the table in Philadelphia. There it is.
You could tell it was written by an agent.
You think? John, how much did John Hamm make for reading those words?
Good question.
Is that like 50,000?
I was thinking a few hundred thousand was my guess.
200? You think it's that much?
A few hundred.
No way.
I don't know.
James, you go down the street, you get a different actor. You don't give. Listen, maybe for Morgan Freeman.
He's a St. Louis guy, though, right?
Morgan Freeman would be way more than kind of like, you know.
I don't know where he's from. Is he Midwest?
I think
he's
so.
He's St. Louis.
Yeah.
He's right.
Look at Ross up on the baseball.
He's a big St. Louis fan. He's like one of the.
He really likes the Blues. I know he really likes Blues.
Yes, loves it.
And by the way, I've never watched an episode of Mad Men. I didn't even know who John Hamm to me is like Kim Kardashian. In the sense that they just became famous all of a sudden. And in my mind, he was famous just for being famous. I didn't even know. Like, I never watched Mad Men. I know that's how he became famous. But to me, he's just like John Hamm, the guy that's overexposed.
He is a pretty good actor. I will say this. Speaking of fame for fame purpose, I was sick this morning. I get the call from Amy from Villanova. She is super psyched, John. She's gonna meet a reality TV star today. One of the housewives. It's like in town or something. I'm like, are you kidding me? She's going to an event. She's going to an event with one of the Real Housewives.
Is she getting dressed up?
I mean, she, you know, probably is. I don't know. I mean, I'm
Isn't
like,
that
what
they do?
That is what they do. I'm like, what in the world is the world coming to? I got a girlfriend who's all excited to meet a reality. Good Lord. It's got a face.
Hey,
what?
It is a red flag.
Yeah,
I agree, John. Ross.
Do other people make these sizzle reels like this with
kind of embarrassing a little bit.
Actors doing this.
I'm sure
is this
Boris.
What happens now? Because I wasn't aware.
He's not a Boris
and
guy.
And where does that sizzle reel go?
To the GMs and the public. Yeah. To the public and the general managers. Like, I'll give
so,
you.
So are those sizzle reels for every guy who's up for free agency now?
I'll tell you, I don't know if everyone, but I'll give you a sizzle reel. When LeBron was a free agent the first time, so this goes back to like 2011, I guess, or 10, whenever he had the decision. Rhea, you might remember this. Mm-hmm. The Knicks, I mean, every team was pulling out every stop. This is LeBron at like, I don't know, 25 years old, total free agent. You can get him like it's – and like the Knicks pulled out like Tony Soprano. Like,
oh, that's right.
Remember, they put a video together of like the Sopranos. Like they had LeBron walk into MSG and it's like up on the video board is Tony Soprano is Gandolfini as Soprano. Basically saying like to LeBron, like a personal message to LeBron. I mean, people
like come here. You're going to have a problem.
People pull out all the stops sometimes. Let's go to Tim in Upper Chichester. Hi, Tim.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
Hey, Tim.
So, Joe, I got a quick question for you. So, are we like running WIP on nepotism or something with you guys getting the morning show? Just curious.
I hope not, because nepotism's not a good way to get something. That's how a lot of kings and queens became kings and queens, and a lot of them weren't very good.
I got to tell you, the only woman in my life who would ever have to give me and write down directions to cook steak would be my mother. So, Rhea, is there something you're not telling us?
No, I just figured I was trying to help him out. They're very simple directions, and I thought that would be good for him.
Well, very simple directions for a very simple man. That's perfect. Awesome. So, you know, this acquisition, I think, is really, really great for the Phillies. It's a long season, though, and we got a lot of injury problems. We had them last year. I'm excited, and it definitely shows me that Middleton is willing to spend money. That, to me, honestly, is more important than the actual acquisition itself, just the fact that he's ready to buy in now, and he thinks he has a complete team.
It's big. It's a very, very significant fact.
Yes, yes. So, I mean, that's what makes me excited, just his willingness to compete when a lot of – in the past, we haven't really seen that.
No, we haven't seen it since 2011. I mean, basically, maybe a little 2012, I suppose. But once they got good in 07, and certainly, you know, they really started spending more as they went. When they won in 08, that's when in 09, 10, and 11, they really started cranking up the finances.
Well, now my question is, what's missing? Do we still need relievers? I mean, what's missing now? What part of the puzzle is not there yet?
Two or three relievers and a fourth and fifth starter.
What are we going to do about that?
Get players. I don't know who they're going to be, but they got to get players. That's no doubt. Tim, give me a great answer, man. A famous three or a famous third?
Okay, I got one for you, Joe. I don't know.
Okay.
Ah, no, that's good.
So
I don't know who's on third.
Oh, wow.
That's a great answer.
Oh, my God.
That's really clever.
And you figured that out, James?
Yeah. Or did he tell you and you're just lying to us?
Did he tell you?
No comment.
There we go.
No, he kind of loses some credit then. He had to tell the jokes.
Well, it's a good answer. What does it have to do with on the air? It's still a good answer.
Yeah, but it would have been better if we figured it out on our own.
Well, I don't think so. I think he probably should have said, hey, he made the mistake by not going on the air and saying, I don't know, from the Abbott and Costello bit. That's what he should have said.
You clearly have no idea how to fake it.
Hey, Ross Tucker is always brought to us by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, we roll on 94 WIP.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.
Did you guys see that he sang this recently?
But then I know.
Yeah, Neil Diamond, who I think's been sick. Is it? What does he have? He has something. You know what was really cool? I'll give you something. We didn't touch on this. This goes, by the way, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Rhea's here, Ross is here, Seltzer with us. You know what was a wild story? Tony Bennett, old, still alive.
In his 90s, right?
Yeah, and he's
Alzheimer's,
got...
Alzheimer's, I believe, right?
Yes, yeah. Major memory issues. But he did a concert. I don't know when this was. It was sometime, I believe, in the last year. And he was friendly with Lady Gaga.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive. And... so he can't remember a lot, as obviously is the case with, you know, people that suffer from that. But he does remember his songs.
That's awesome.
And they put him out on stage for a concert a couple, again, months back, whenever it was. And he sang like he did his concert, even though, you know, I don't know exactly what the nature of his memory loss is, but it's vast memory loss. But he could remember his words and he did a concert and it was pretty amazing.
That's awesome.
The video was really, really, really
something. That's muscle memory right there.
Pretty remarkable. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Chris in Berwyn right now. Hello, Chris.
John, Joe, Ross, Rhea. How are we doing today?
Oh, great. Chris.
Great. What's up?
Chris, we'll be better if you're in a better area there with less background noise.
Okay.
What do you got breaking out behind you? What was it, like a food
recess.
Flight?
Recess. Sounds like recess.
What's going on back there?
No, I'm just getting ready for Show Me Your Beer Friday for Ross.
Yes, nice.
What, I didn't even hear what he said.
Show Me Your Beer Friday when I post my beer I'm drinking on social media.
Yeah, there
love
you
it.
Go. All righty. All right, Chris, go ahead, buddy.
So I went to the first football last night. Awesome seeing the Bucs come back. I don't know how that game was over. Mark Ingram, all he needed was one yard to get a first down. Couldn't do that at all. All hell broke loose in the Bucs won. Great news for the Eagles.
It helps. It really does.
It's painful because both the Bears and the Rams blew games last Sunday in which they could have won. the Rams against Seattle, Bears against Green Bay, and that would have helped it even better because Eagles then would have a top three pick, essentially. Anyway, about the Eagles, everybody's talking about, you know, being upset about the ESPN rankings. Frankly, I'm not. For one reason, I think they're right. From an analytics standpoint, Dallas has a better strength of victory, one more win against the top 500 team, better point differential.
But, Chris, they're not going to have home field advantage. It's all nonsense.
I'm not talking about for winning the Super Bowl. I'm just talking about
But that's what the ESPN thing was about. That's why it cheeses me. If you want to have a conversation who's a better team, I guess you could. I mean, I think the Eagles are better, but Dallas looks really good right now. But the reality is what ESPN presented was who has the best team to win, the best chance to win the Super Bowl. And they got Dallas, despite the fact they're going to have to be on the road for three playoff games, having close to a three times better chance to win the Super Bowl than the Eagles. That's lunacy. That's dumb. Chris, give me a great answer, a famous three or a famous third. Who do you have?
Third time's the charm.
Yeah, third time's the charm. It's a famous third. There's no doubt about it. By the way, speaking of famous and just passed away, we said earlier, you know, that Kirstie Alley died yesterday. John, just in the last hour or so, various outlets saying that the boxing referee, Mills Lane, has passed away. Mills Lane was, he was 85 years old. And most famous really for two things, one that spawned the other. The unbelievable set of circumstances when Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield fought each other the second time. This was the ear-chomping situation. And then the show that then came, what was it, VH1? Celebrity Deathmatch?
Yeah, I believe. Oh, it was either MTV or VH1.
One of them. And he's like, you know, there's the little Mills Lane guy that's, you know, let's get it on! Remember
the
that
claymation
whole?
Yes.
The claymation guy. Yeah. By the way, James just dug up the audio. I just had James dig up the audio of Mills Lane. This is like moments after the fight has been stopped. Remember, he stopped the fight. Mike Tyson, by the way, bit Evander Holyfield multiple times. The second time, rips a huge chunk of his ear off, spits it out. Here's Mills Lane right after the fight talking to Jim Gray.
As Holyfield leaves the ring, the condition of the ear, could he have continued, and did you disqualify him because of the foul or because he couldn't continue?
Oh, no, I disqualified Tyson for the second foul. I told him, do not do that again. You do, you're gone.
That guy became a star that day. Like, first off, he takes charge in the ring with Mike Tyson. Second off, he's got a great voice.
He does.
And it was just like, and then you learn his story. He's got a military background, and the whole, it was pretty
cool.
You
know the funniest thing about that? I was not working with Angelo then.
Yep.
Bigby was our boss.
Yep.
And they were talking about it the next day, and he called and said, we don't talk boxing. And Angelo informed him, this is not boxing.
That was, Rhea, that was.
He did not talk about it.
Rhea, that was an all, an all-timer. Let's go to Sean right now. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good afternoon, Joe.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, sir?
Good, pal.
Hey, you guys got an all-star crew there with Rhea, John, Ross, and James. That's great today. Hey,
thank you.
Awesome signing of Trey. And don't forget, Dombrowski should be buying Bryce Harper a huge stake because that guy does not take that pay cut and come. I know we wanted the East Coast, but let's face it, Bryce Harper is bringing these talented folks with him, and he deserves a huge amount of credit for that.
It helps a lot. It really does.
And my concern about it is that we might not be able to get that starter we're looking for. So what do you think about this? I heard it this morning. We go back after Segura, put him at third, move Bohm to first, and include Reese in a deal to at least try to get us some relief help, if not a quality starter. What's your thoughts?
I don't think you're going to get a quality starter. I mean, I think you can maybe get a fourth starter. I don't think you're going to get as much for Reese as you think. And I'm open-minded to it if you get the right player back. I don't love the idea of moving Bohm. I mean, I'm open-minded to that also. But I was really intrigued, Sean, by how he finished the season. I would kind of be of the mindset to keep Bohm at third. And if Reese is gone, get a different first baseman. But that could shake out either way. I'll just say this. It's possible, but I think it's more of an unlikely scenario than likely that all that goes down.
I can't believe no one's talking about the fact that Trey Turner and Carlos Rodon are really good friends. And they go
You're hung up on this.
This is a thing. Just like, look, he started out his call saying Bryce Harper doing a great job bringing in his old buddies, you know, helping build this team. Well, now you got one of those buddies,
yeah,
who's here for the next 11 years, who is close with Carlos Rodon.
So here's what I think John is missing. I'm going to say this to everybody. I think John is missing the institutional beatdown we have had as Philadelphia sports fans. Like, if we get one big gift, tremendous, rare, tremendous, we don't usually get two. I mean, we just don't. I mean, it could happen, but I don't expect it to happen.
If Bryce Harper insists on it, it will happen. Yeah.
It happened last year. You got Schwarber and Castellanos.
Yeah, but they were $179 million guys.
Oh, you're sneezing at that?
I mean, compared to $300 million and $200 million?
Okay.
It's a big
we
difference.
Went to the World Series in part because we went and did it last
Sean,
year.
Sean, give me a
I
big.
I expect them to do something along those lines again.
Sean, a big answer, a famous three or third. Who do you have?
Hey, let's look. Our behind-the-scenes GM, our number three in the batting order, number three, Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper's a good answer right there.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, I got to say, nice I'm telling you right now, I'm gonna vote for Babe Ruth over Bryce Harper. They both bat three. They both are number
You're a
three.
Hater.
I he mean, is. He's always been.
He is.
Rhea,
yeah.
better.
Yeah, you just don't know. Like you don't like Bryce Harper.
Never has.
I'm a big fan, but I will candidly say I'm a bigger Babe Ruth fan.
What?
I've told you before, my favorite players in sports. Well, non-Philadelphia.
So weird. Why?
What was your favorite game
never
you
saw
went to?
Yes,
how do you not
love
Babe Ruth?
Never saw the guy play
it's
in
Babe
your
Ruth.
Life.
It's Babe Ruth.
Who cares? He's a Yankee.
How can you say he's your favorite
yeah.
player?
Well,
so
okay, hold on.
Those
right.
old grainy
right.
films.
Hold
You've
on.
Seen mm-hmm. clips of right. three games.
So, much like Charles Barkley being misquoted in his own book, I was sort of misquoted in my own show. Let me back it up. Babe Ruth is my favorite non-Phillies baseball player of all time. My favorite Phillies baseball player of all time is Lenny Dykstra, who, of course, is like scum, but I'm still a Lenny
So you know Bryce Harper's a Philly, right? So
I do. But he has not
you
yet
like
ascended.
Lenny Dykstra,
he hasn't ascended. He won MVP and he won an NLCS MVP for you. Apparently not. You love Babe Ruth.
I'm not anti-Bryce Harper. I mean,
Babe.
See, if
Can I say two things quick before you get rid
sure,
of me?
Sure.
Number one, it still doesn't make up for the fact you can't say your favorite player is non-Philly is Babe Ruth.
Sure
You've
can.
Never seen him play. No, you can't. You've never seen him play. Yeah, I'm a big Jim Thorpe guy myself, Joe. I mean, what are we talking about here? Secondly, okay, I have a legitimate Phillies question.
Yes.
So you guys know I'm ignorant at times when it comes to baseball. He's a speed guy, right? Like, that's the biggest thing. I heard the John Hamm thing. He can do it all, blah, blah, blah. But his big thing is he's really athletic and can run, right?
Yep.
So
that's one, that's one
feel,
of them.
Hitting the baseball
how,
is the thing he's best at.
How are we feeling about that, like, when he's 35 to 40?
Well, that's a good point, Ross. Yes, that will diminish. And already has a little bit. He's not stealing bases at the
we
same
clip. We just saw Kyle Schwarber stealing bases last year. You know, like,
yeah, it's
and again,
he,
he's a great I hitter. Have, like, Trey Turner is not just a fast guy. He is
correct.
A great hitter who happens to be fast.
And John Hamm called him efficiently athletic, so that'll last a long time. Yeah.
But, Ross, your instincts are right. I mean, obviously, you'll get diminishing returns eventually, and we'll see when that is. Ross is always brought to us by First Trust Bank, official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Ross, thanks, pal.
Always. See you guys.
Good stuff. Thanks, all right, more up ahead, including Time's Yours next on WIP. Hey, it's gift card season, and Wawa is your one-stop shop for all gift cards. From Wawa gift cards, Wawa e-gift cards, or a gift card from your favorite brand, Wawa has a gift card for anyone on your list. Stop in and get a Wawa gift card for someone special like a coworker, your mail carrier, landscaper, or trash collector. Of course, conveniently located and available right there on the rack at the register. And the amounts, they start at just $10. So while there, pick up a card from your favorite brand as well, like Amazon, Google, Sony, or Microsoft, all of which make great gifts for the holiday season. So stop in and get a Wawa gift card, a great gift for anyone on your list. Well, that's right, Time's Yours. Look, just about everybody checks the voicemail. I mean, that's generally a given in society. What is rare is playing the voicemails. That's what we choose to do. John, Time's Yours today.
Brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth C this season. Color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy.
Let's hit it right now with Time's Yours.
Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton. Are you guys kidding me right now? Trey freaking Turner, baby! Woo! Let's go, Bills!
Yeah, I think we put him in the pretty excited category there. I like it.
Working on Monday afternoon, and the news comes through that we got Trey Turner, baby! Yeah! 11 years, $300 million. That's a great contract. No opt-out. It's obvious that his friendship with Harper played a big role. I'm really excited to have him. I think it really gives our lineup a boost, and
super excited. Yeah. He had his best two offensive seasons under Kevin Long when he was on the Nationals. Let's go, baby. Ring the bell. Time's yours.
That's a great point about Kevin Long. I didn't realize that part. But you know what? The no trade thing, it's a big deal. And we have not discussed that at all.
Well, it's not ideal.
I appreciate that.
Well, I don't. I'd rather.
They're going all in, just like the team's about to go all in.
I like when my team can trade a player if he's not, you know, not living up to it.
Joe DeCamera, the reason why the league will not suspend Bates for feigning an injury is because it's gamesmanship, and if he's blatantly caught, they'll give him a penalty, this or that. But your entire premise that you feel the honor of the game and he should be suspended is very mendacious. Riddled with mendacity, you're not being true, you're false. Because were that to be a Eagles cornerback, seeing that his team was about to be caught with 12 men on the field, if he went down with a fake injury, you would not call for that Eagles player to be suspended.
Not true.
I don't know if you would say, hey, it's okay, it's just gamesmanship, but you certainly would not call for his suspension. Time's yours.
Not true. Look, I know a lot of people probably didn't see the video. Again, we covered this yesterday. Jesse Bates, a player for the Bengals and a good player, just flat out goes down when he realizes they're about to have too many men on the field, and he does it before the ref's going to throw the penalty. And so as a result, play is stopped. He's taken off the field. He's got to go off the field. I mean, it was so obvious that he faked it. And part of what cheeses me is this goes back to the chip era when defensive players used to fake injuries all the time. So normally you can't really prove it. But this one you could prove. You could prove it. And I would suspend him. I really would.
The Sixers either need to fire Doc Rivers or move to New Jersey because they don't belong in this city, because this is a city of winners. Flyers beat the Colorado Avalanche last night. That's pretty awesome. We just signed Trey Turner, and oh yeah, we have the best football team in the NFL, who also has a top five pick right now because Howie Roseman's the best GM. The Sixers have to do something because they don't belong in this city of winners. Time's yours.
Yeah, the only problem with that argument is that's making the conclusion, John, that the Flyers are winners because they won like a game. Like, you know, I don't think it quite works that way. Is that it? And with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.